home. NTR, KF4NXY. How you doing on this beautiful morning, Tom?
YN0TR. Oh, we're doing fine. Just got a doctor's appointment we're going to down here. Just leaving home up here by Lake Cunningham. And boy, it is. It's 67 degrees, it says here on the car thermometer. How you doing?
Here to Midland. I just come in from outside myself and had three of the local buzzards start circling over my head, and I looked up at them and asked them if they knew something I didn't.
Yeah, we get those up there around our place too at times. Always makes you wonder. Oh, shoot. It was one of the strangest things I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen buzzards in Kansas, hardly. It's very, very rare. And I think it was the day that they diagnosed my sister with stage 4 colon cancer, and there was one sitting in her front yard. Now, there was a squirrel there it had, but I thought, oh, that's a bad sign.
Really, there was an old Western movie I saw years ago, and this poor old fella, he was fighting off a bunch of people, and he was up under the wagon, and he was 9/10 dead, and the buzzards started circling. He shook his fist at him and said, "Not yet."
A real positive attitude. Well, I gotta go get this checked again today. I still got a urinary tract infection, and I've already been through one bout of antibiotics, so got to see what the next step is. Maybe she'll give me another round of them. I don't know. I waited too long to get it checked, I think, because we were out of town. I didn't want to wind up in the hospital down in Gulfport, Mississippi, you know. So we're going to get them checked again. I have these self-check things that you buy at the pharmacy, and they seem to work pretty well. Very similar to the same test they give you down there. But maybe they'll find another medicine or something to treat it. I got an appointment on the 26th with my urologist, but that's quite a ways off yet, and I didn't want to let it go.
I understand that. Have they tried you on Cipro yet? That's pretty general, strong antibiotic.
2-3-letter designations on it, and I looked it up, and it is 4 UTIs. It was AZT or something, stroke something or other. It was just 3 letters, 2 times on the prescription label. But it's the proper thing, and she said it was a lot stronger than, say, amoxicillin or something like that. But I think I just waited too long, and I'd had it about 4 days or so before went on that trip. I didn't know it. I had no signs of it whatsoever. So I hope they hit it with something stronger this time. Well, we're going to go outside and see what we can do with the chicken house, I think, today. Because it's supposed to rain again tomorrow. And I want to get something on the roof of that chicken house that, we got that corrugated stuff that looks like corrugated tin, only it's fiberglass. And for some reason, probably our construction techniques weren't good. It gets wet inside that pin, and I don't like that. They still got half of it that's dry, but the other part gets muddy, and it's a mess.
They need to see if you can get that fixed, but, you know, don't overdo it. My brother-in-law got out with a chainsaw the other day, and he fell a a couple of times, and he's kind of banged up. So you kind of got to be careful with projects around the house, but sound like you about ready to get out and get going. So I'll let you go. You have a good day, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
Okay, David, nice to hear you. Yeah, you're right. My brother-in-law called me about a week before he died and said he was going to take a chainsaw down and cut some limbs around the gate up on the farm there in Kansas. And I told him, wait till it gets warmer, George. And he didn't. And him and his wife went down there, my wife's sister, and he started cutting wood there when it was cold and dropped over dead. And I love George. He was my other brother from a different mother, as Gary says. And the chainsaws will bite you, you know, even when you're young and dumb. But even if you're experienced, you can run into some exceptional things. I know we cut wood for years and split it and heated the house with it up in Kansas. And I experienced some very unusual things, and some of them very dangerous. Anyways, take care, David. KF4NXY, N0TR73.